Good morning, good people. It is 29th November 2020. We enter the first Sunday of Advent. We begin the new church year. Advent means coming. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 63, verses 16b to 17, chapter 64, verse 1, verses 3b to 8. The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 9, and the Gospel from Mark chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. We are invited to reflect on hope as we read about the second coming of Jesus our Lord. It is a personal and intimate meeting time with God. It is the advent of our souls. It is the time to meet Jesus in others. Norman Vincent Peale, the author of Positive Thinking, tells us a story about his own personal experience. When he was young, walking with his father one day on the street, a beggar approached him. He was so dirty smelling and he felt he was so worthless. And Norman moved out of him out of disgusting and brushed him aside. But the father reprimanded him, telling, "Don't ill-treat the poor and the beggar, however worthless they may look in front of his eyes." So the father just took a $1 coin and gave it to Norman and told him, "Go and give to the beggar." And when he approached the beggar and he gave the coin, and the beggar turned towards Norman Vincent Peale and told him, "Thank you, my son, in the name of Jesus." Norman says that in this genuine smile of the man who looked worthless in his eyes, he found the real face of Jesus, which he never forgot in his life. Yes, Jesus is always with us. It is our duty to make others feel Jesus in us and to recognize Jesus in others too. There are three ways of Jesus coming in our lives. The first coming is the one we celebrate as Christmas. God came among us as a human being born of Virgin Mary. The prophet asked God to tear the heaven and come down to us. We all need God so desperately in our lives. God is our hope and redemption. O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8. There is so much joy and blessings when God comes down in our life. Advent is the time God takes the initiative to reach us, to grant us hope, and to bleach out our sins. It is indeed the time of trimming and taming our desires and selfish motives. God wants to mold us and heal us. Another coming of Jesus is that he is born every day in our hearts when we are willing to let go of the past and forgive others. His coming is witnessed in every human being and in creation. Acknowledging God's presence and being grateful for people, places and events of life. It is God's grace that has brought us this far in our life. When we realize that we are so assured by grace, there is no need to race so much in our life. We are in God's hands as clay in the hand of a potter. Potter has a design, the model for our life. We just need to cooperate and nothing to panic and brag about. Advent is a time to be remolded by God. God gives us everything we need for our life so as to live a life of hope, happiness, and with a sense of humor. It is not necessary to keep our life in the ICU always, intensive care unit. The final coming of Jesus is to judge us according to what we are and what we have done with our life. Christ comes to reclaim each one of us is the coming. Bow your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Psalm 144, verse 5. The responsorial psalm praises, Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved. Psalm 80, verse 3. The unlimited presence of God through Jesus is guaranteed for all those who hope in him. Some of us are confused, misled, misguided in believing about the Lord's coming. It looks as though it is not going to happen within our lifetime. This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Many of us have given up, not waiting for him patiently, enduring for the prolonged waiting and unpredicted coming of our Lord. God comes to meet us through his Son Jesus. His coming is for sure for those who are awake, alert, and active. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when the time will come. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. A student told the teacher that he was equal to 40 mothers. Tickled by the remark of the student, the teacher asked, "What made him to say so?" The student said, "Sir, a mother can make only one child to sleep, but you are very good to make all 40 of us to sleep." When the people of Israel cried out to the Lord for their unfaithfulness and sins, God took God's time in sending his only son, Jesus. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind takes us away. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6. Advent is the time to come closer to God, who approaches us through his son Jesus. But the people were not willing to accept him as the Redeemer. Christ comes to meet us even today through the word of God, the sacraments and the events and people, especially the poor, the hungry, the vulnerable ones of our humanity. Let us not go after miracles, healers, prophets, televangelists and religious fast foods. Besides this, you know what hour it is, how it is full time now for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. Many of us, like the people of Israel, having the longing to connect with God, and that is what exactly the Advent is attempting to do so. Where are we in our lives in terms of relating with God? How far between us and God? How distant are we towards the others? Yes, the nativity of the Lord has taken place much long back, yet we remember his birth to inject hope in us. His first coming has happened in the human history, but a regular and unfailing coming into our lives is happening even today. But there is a final coming for which we need to prepare ourselves. Any time from now, he is going to come. St. Paul assures that God is faithful to the promise. We will lack nothing spiritually as we are waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. It is our responsibility to be faithful to God through Jesus. More time we invest in him, more harvest of grace and blessings we enjoy all through. Our faith in him enriches our hope. Are we ready to receive the Lord of hope and happiness in our life? His coming is being displayed in mystery now. Our preparedness needs to go beyond our material world to the spiritual realm. The gospel warns us about the second coming of Jesus and invites us to stay awake and alert always. Untiring looking forward with hope is that called stay awake. Let us do our duty and all that is entrusted to us to the best of our ability. Constantly doing good to the humanity around makes us to be alert and active. Whatever was the past, It is now the time of grace and blessings to those who deserve God's blessing. There is nothing in us can stop us receiving God's blessing. We need to remain in Him physically and spiritually to be fruitful. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John chapter 15 verse 4. Our loyalty to Jesus is much required to bear witness to Him. By being watchful always, we begin experience the quality of our relationship with Him. Seeing and loving the face of Jesus is the advent. May we make effort to experience incarnation in everyone. May God bless us as we begin this advent to come closer to Him and allowing God through Jesus to come closer in our lives. Have a lovely day. God bless you.